Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouse Moms, Lori, that's me, and Jennifer.
Hello.
It's what we've been planning for. Our trip is right around the corner. Juliana is actually on her way right now. She is on a flight over to the States, so she will not be joining us today. But we will be heading out on Friday for our trip, so we thought we would take this time to just go over some last-minute recaps, celebrate our return to the theme parks, and go over, you know, what our plans are for before, during, and then once we come back. But of course, we need to start with the Mouska cocktail. So, Jen.
Yes, it's not a celebration without a cocktail. So we thought we'd talk about the cocktails that we are most looking forward to drinking on our trip. For me, it's going to be the La Vie en Rose Frozen Slushy from the Food and Wine Booth in France. It's vodka, Grey Goose, L'Orange, Saint-Germain liqueur, and white and red cranberry juice. They actually had this out for Flower and Garden in the spring, and I happened to be there, so I already sampled this one, and it was so good that I'm so glad that they had it do a little return for this taste of Epcot Food and Wine. So I'm excited to get that again, and I think you girls will love it. It's sweet, but not too sweet, and it's a slushy, so it's supposed to be hot.
I'm all over this, so yeah. I will be joining you with this one.
It's really good. They usually, in France, their usual drink is the orange slushy, which I love also, but this one's just kind of a nice little refreshing twist on it that we can't get all the time, so I figured this one's a good one.
Yeah, no.
What's yours?
So, of course, I need a Dole Whip at some point, but if we're talking cocktail, at this point, I just want a margarita from Mexico. In Epcot. I don't care what kind of margarita. I don't care what flavor it is. I just want a margarita. I am a person that goes, I feel like there's two people. You either go, when you get to the World Showcase, you either go left to Mexico or you go right over to the UK.
Okay, what are you? Let's do it together and see if we're the same. 1, 2, 3. Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. We can be friends.
We can. And we can do this trip. And hopefully yeah. Juliana is the same. Because I need to start off my world tour with a margarita.
Yeah.
I need to. So to me, going and hitting Mexico first and getting that margarita is like a welcome back to Epcot and going around the world. So I'm excited to get that and start walking around the world and getting all the drinks and food. And a plus side is our kids aren't with us.
I know. That's kind of nice. I'm excited too. So the margarita that I like to get there is their avocado margarita that, again, that one's their staple. It's there all the time. But if you looked at any of the booth menus for the mini Taste of Epcot Food and Wine, they have like this one margarita that looked really good. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a spicy one.
Yes. That one. Not for me.
No, that one for me sounds really interesting. That could go either way though. Either it could be amazing and just the right amount of heat and awesomeness, or I could take one sip and be like, I just spent $14 on this and ew.
Yeah, my husband's all about the spicy margaritas. Every time we go out, if there's a jalapeno one or a spicy one, he's all for it. I am not.
Well, now I'm sad that he's not going to be there because I'd make him order it first.
Would.
So just take a sip. So come on, Eric, meet us there.
I know. I will have to make a decision once we're there. It is either going to be the avocado or just a classic one. I haven't decided. I think there's going to be a lot of things where I go more classic just because
you can't lose with the classic margarita. So
no, you can't. You can't.
That is true.
All right. So I think
the news,
we'll go into the news. So we will start with sad news, and then we'll get happier. So sad news is they announced that the Grand Floridian's Orchestra's final performance is going to be October 3rd. I've seen a lot of headlines of they have been fired. So it's sad. I remember, you know, anytime I went in there, we always, you know, the orchestra would be there. It would just be the time of day we'd get there. I think it's one of the staples there. I mean, this is sad. I know they were.
It just makes over. It makes the resort fancy feeling.
It does. I feel like it was fancy. There's music. There's, you know, but it's the classic music. I know they were pushed over to Hollywood Studios for a little bit performing there. I don't know. The Grand Floridian just opened. I don't understand why they can't keep playing there. It's not like people gather in large groups to look at them. You have a huge lobby. So I'm confused by this one.
I don't know. I think Walt Disney World's statement was just that, you know, our mantra is always that we need to keep moving forward and growing, and it's time to move forward. They've been a huge part of the Grand Floridian for many years, but it's time to move on. I think that's code for we need to cut money.
Yeah.
And something, and this one is going. So
here's my thing. The entire world has changed this year. Give me some things to just hold on to and don't change right now. So
it's not going to be this, sadly. I don't know. It really does totally fancy up this resort to walk in and not just have music playing, but a live band. I mean, I don't know. It's sad.
I know.
Sure.
It's sad. So that one's sad. Sad, happy, depending, I guess, how you look at it. Governor DeSantis of Florida has announced that Florida is now at phase 3 of reopening. This means that restaurants and bars can now operate at full capacity and non-essential travel resumes. Gyms are now open at full capacity. Basically, everything's open at full capacity. He also issued that masks will not be it, not that he's not saying don't wear them, but he's saying he's not enforcing or giving fines if they are not worn. Disney came out, did release a statement saying that they are not changing things as of right now. They are going to keep continuing to require the use of masks and are going to continue on with their plan. We'll see how long this lasts. I know some people are happy with this. We'll see. Florida's numbers were high, then they went down. I know they're rising again now. I hope they don't get crazy again.
I guess we'll see.
I guess we will find out. So I think, you know, we'll see what Disney does. I don't see Disney lifting the mask restrictions anytime soon.
I don't think so either. I think with everything else too, in terms of capacity, I think they're going to take their time. I don't think they're going to rush out tomorrow and say, okay, we're back open like we were before. Disney has always been very cautious. And I don't think anything's going to change right now.
No, I don't think it will. I think they'll slowly increase occupancy, which, I mean, let's be honest, they're business. Mm-hmm. So at some point they're going to have to, but they're going to do it on the safe side.
Yeah. So. And I think it will also be interesting to see. So right now they're only booking through the end of September 2021.
Yes.
And they're holding off for one big reason, I think, is because October 1st is the actual 50th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom. So I have a feeling they're waiting to kind of see what they're going to be allowed to do, see the direction that they're going in, because before COVID, BC, they had huge plans for the 50th anniversary year, which again would start October 1st. So I think that they're not ready to give those up yet. So they've been holding off opening up those dates for booking. So I think this is definitely this new news from the governor is going to play into that. So it'll be interesting to watch that unfold.
Yes, I've determined that is the date, because Disney said it and Disney won't book past there, that is the date that all of COVID will be gone and everything will return back to normal. So that's my drop dead date
then.
In my head right now.
It's before then.
I know. I just, you know, this is my date that I have in my head where I'm just like, you know what? Disney deemed it this date. So this is the date.
Madame Leota has.
Yes. That's what I've determined. So going on to good news, it was just announced that recreational cast members are being called back on October 3rd. This basically means boat rentals at resorts, fishing, it's cast members that are not being furloughed anymore. So this is great news. That's
always good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They're getting back, which means they might start doing the boat rentals, which why not at this point? You know, you're social distancing essentially by yourself anyways, on a boat. So just go. I think this is great. So, and then I think we mentioned this last week, but if not, the 20% off signature dishes and snacks are happening Monday through Thursday at Disney Springs. More selections and locations were added since last week. Of course, your Mouse Moms are very excited about this one. Yes. And we will be reporting back to that once we get to Disney Springs. So that one is very exciting and saves me some money.
Yeah, who doesn't love a discount?
Right?
Especially on food and drinks. Perhaps I always think we should change the name of this podcast to like Mouse Foods, Mouse Drinking,
Mouse Food and Drinking, because mm-hmm. that's what we talk about. Mm-hmm. So we will go into our roundup of the day to talk about our trip and the last minute plans and a quick overview of what we are doing.
Yeah, so we have spent a lot of time in the last several episodes talking in detail about our plans. So we're not going to, you know, rehash all of that. Definitely go back and listen to our other podcasts if you want to know more. But basically, October 2nd, Lori and I are flying out. Juliana is already in the States, but she'll also be joining us in Orlando. And our first stop is going to be at Universal Studios Orlando. We're going to be staying at the Loews Royal Pacific Resort. We will be doing lots of resort tours. I know both in Disney and in Universal, several of the resorts are closed, so I don't think we're going to be even allowed to get on those properties. But we'll certainly let you know about that, and we will see what we can. But we're going to take lots of pictures. We're going to be doing a lot of FaceTime, Facebook Lives from the resorts. We're going to visit all three of the theme parks at Universal. We're going to be showing you, taking you on the attractions that we are going to be experiencing for the first time, including the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which I know I'm the most excited about.
I was going to say, we're going to get a video of you just screaming in pure joy.
I'm going to be so fangirling. It's going to be embarrassing for my children. So you might want to get that on video, because
we're definitely getting that on video, and we will tag your children.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I mean, that's why I'm a mother. If not to embarrass my children, what for? And then I'm going to get a video of Lori in the haunted houses at Universal. I am so excited about those, because as awesome as I think Disney does Halloween, I'm really excited for the like more scary side of Halloween at Universal. So I can't wait to go, and hopefully we'll get in the things that I've been reading about those lines during on the weekends, which unfortunately is when we're going to be at Universal. It has been crazy, but I kind of want to make this one a priority, just because I don't know when I'm going to be in Universal during Halloween again. So I'd really like to at least see one of these haunted houses.
And when you and Juliana are going through the haunted houses,
pull their bags.
Of food and drink.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not scared of much. I don't like people chasing me.
Can't wait.
It has always been the greatest. I'm like one of the kids where you're in the basement, the lights turn off, and I sprint up the stairs. Because someone might be in that basement. I don't do chasing. There's always some character in haunted houses that come chasing after you. I don't deal with it.
Well, I'm definitely like, I get scared easily, but I like to get scared. But on the other hand, I think Juliana and I are going to be sharing a bed that night, and we'll be spooning and maybe crying in the fetal position. So you might be making the better choice, but whatever. I'm excited.
And I will be happy with all the food and drinks in my stomach.
Good. So, well, you'll be getting them for us as well, like our butler. We'll come out of the house and our butler will be there with our bags and our food and drinks.
I'll come out with like one food and one drink for each of you. And you'll be like, that's all you got? And I'll be like, yeah. And then you'll go back on Facebook and you'll be like, we just saw videos of all the stuff you just got.
Well, I'm excited to see that.
So I will be doing, on the other hand, all of the rides that include the 3D and all the stuff you can't handle.
Right. I will be holding the bag. I will be Butler Jen for that and holding everyone's bags and getting our lard lad donuts and
there you go.
Rough beers.
Yeah, so I will be on all of those rides. Rides are my jam and I will do those. Chasing scary people coming after me, not on there.
Well, at least we know our strengths and weaknesses.
We do. We know strengths and weaknesses. I'm really afraid too that anytime they come chasing that I'm just going to punch one of them. Like it's just going to automatically be like a reaction.
A gut response.
Yeah, just a response of just get away from me.
I mean, I feel like that would be frowned upon, so maybe it's good that you're not coming with us. And we're talking like we're going to get – I'm hoping that we get in. Like, literally, these lines have been ridiculous, and I think – which has me a little bit sad. I think that in order to guarantee that we get in, we're going to have to go on the really earlier part of the day, which to me, I'm like, I want to go at night, and I want to – you know, but yeah. It is what it is. It's inside, so I guess it doesn't matter if it's daytime or nighttime, but
yeah.
So we'll
I know.
See.
I hope you guys are able to get in. It would be really cool to see kind of how it is, what they kind of do. So I think I definitely think the first day on Saturday, we will all three of us be so excited that getting up early won't really be an issue.
I agree.
So I think
definitely too, those 2 days, because those are Saturday and Sunday, those are going to be our most crowdest, like our crowd heavy days at the parks, which is kind of sad that it's Universal because none of us have been in such a long time. But I think that we have a good plan. So definitely go back and listen to our previous episodes because we do have a pretty good plan for how to tackle those. And, you know, we have the Express Pass, which I think is going to help us a lot. The other thing I'm nervous about doing, I know you can use the Express Pass to take the Hogwarts Express in between the two theme parks. And I really, really want to do that.
Yeah.
But I hear that even on the Express Pass, the wait times are long for that, which... makes me a little bit nervous, but again, we're going to have to be flexible and whatever we get to see, we get to see.
And I think as a mom too, I mean, last time I was there without kids, waiting in a line is a completely different experience than waiting in line with young children.
Absolutely.
So I just, anytime I get bored or get angry at waiting in lines, I'm like, I could be sitting here with three young kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
Absolutely. Then
I'm perfectly fine. And as long as you prepare for long lines with good drinks and good food, lines are good.
Yeah, no, I think so too. I think it's definitely to our advantage that we're not with the children for this one. So we'll get to see a lot. And then, of course, we're going to spend some time at City Walk. I know in our first day there, we're going to – our plan is to – Juliana's not going to join us until pretty late at night. She's with some family. But I think our plan is to see some resorts and then to hang out at City Walk and grab some dinner and all that. And I'm excited about Volcano Bay too. I mean, the weather looks like it's going to be pretty decent. You know, it'll be wet, but so will we be if we're going to Volcano Bay.
I was going to say, it's going to be wet, but you know, when I was looking, it was only like 40%. So for Florida, I'll take it.
Yeah. And again, if we're going to be wet on the water slides anyway, then who cares?
And that just means there'll be less people there.
Exactly. And hopefully, you know, because we have a hefty plan for Disney Springs, like we were talking about last week. So hopefully we'll kind of be able to do everything we want to do at Volcano Bay and still have enough time to get a really good long amount of time over in Disney Springs also for dinner and drinks and stuff like that. So
yes. And I know a few people have asked me, you know, what transportation and that. So We yeah. are just planning on taking Ubers from, well, Jen and I get at the same time into Orlando Airport. So we will just take Ubers from.
Which I think I need to point out something, by the way.
Yes.
So my flight from Albany, New York has been changed a million times.
So is mine.
I'm not going direct anymore. I do have a layover, but it's kind of funny that I have a layover at Chicago Midway, and Lori here refused to just fly with me from Midway to Orlando.
Okay.
So even though we're both coming from Chicago, ultimately, we will be going separately.
So if anyone lives in Chicago or the suburbs of Chicago, then you also have a very strong opinion between O'Hare and Midway. If you're from the south side of Chicago, Midway is perfect for you. If you're from anywhere else in the state, Midway is horrible. And if I do Southwest, instead of going to Midway, I drive up to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
That is how strong the dislike is for Midway Airport.
Whatever. So, I just had to put that out there because now I'm flying by myself from Chicago and we're getting in at that, like literally within 10 minutes of each other. But
if I can see your plane and we're flying next to each other, we can just wave.
Uh-huh. I won't wave. I'll see you there.
People from the state of Illinois and from Chicago will understand why I did not go to Midway. Mm-hmm.
Well, people from New York will not.
They will understand. So,
yes.
So, yes, I will be flying from Orlando. But mm-hmm. back to transportation, we will be Ubering. And then from Universal, where we go to Disney, where we go to Caribbean Beach, we will be taking an Uber as well. And there will be three of us. So as long as our bags are gigantic, we should be fine.
Yeah, my bag is gigantic. I started packing today. It's not good. I'm going to try to weed out some stuff. But my thing is, it's going to be so hot. I want to prepare for every situation.
I know. Usually with the kids, I just wear whatever and we're all sweaty and gross all day long and I never really change. Mm. But I feel like now that I'm able to, I feel like I might need to pack some extra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I definitely did.
Yes.
So then our second half of the trip, we leave on the 5th, which I think is Monday, right?
Yes,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yes, we leave Monday. Whenever we're done with Volcano Bay, we'll change and we will get our Uber and we will be taking Uber over to Caribbean Beach Resort. We're doing a split stay in Disney, as a reminder, so that we could kind of check out two different resorts for you. And we'll be checking out Caribbean Beach Resort in the first half of the trip. And for those days, we'll be visiting Hollywood Studios and Epcot because they're super easy to get to from Caribbean Beach. And then for the last part of our vacation, we'll be at the Contemporary. So our Epcot day, we'll just be able to hopefully take the monorail. I've heard conflicting reports about whether or not the monorail is running. But again, yay for us for going and being your guinea pigs and being able to report back on exactly what transportation options are right now. We'll be able to report on the Skyliner. I've heard mixed things about how slow that one is moving.
I've also heard mixed things. I've seen reviews where it claims like on the board that it's open till 10:30, 10 o'clock, and people show up at like 9:15, 9:30, and it's already shut down. So again, with everything else, I think we're just going to have to be flexible. You know, Disney obviously offers their free transportation on the buses. I'm usually not the girl that does the buses. I'm just not. You know what? They're free transportation. It's fantastic. They offer it. I just
jump. You also still are in that age of lots of strollers, which is a pain on the buses, honestly.
It is.
With me, like, I don't have any strollers anymore. And so hopping on a bus really isn't a big deal for us because we're all big and we can all, you know, I have all these extra sets of hands to hold all of our junk that we're lugging around with us all day. So it's not really a big deal. But I get it.
You know, you're on a bus too, and it's kind of, you know, everybody that's on the bus has young kids. So usually in a bus scenario, if I'm holding a one and a half year old and I'm standing, people will be like, oh, please take my seat. but you're in a bus with everyone has little kids.
Right, exactly.
So there has been so many situations where I'm standing there holding a 1.5-year-old with a stroller next to me, another kid hanging onto my pocket, and we're all trying to surf the bus as it's going down the streets.
Yeah, no, we're the ones standing so that the people with the 1-year-olds can sit down. So I get it.
But I think we're going to take a lot of Ubers.
I think we are, but I also definitely check back on our Facebook page, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it in our recap after the trip about the different transportation, because we really are going to make it a point to just check out the bus situation, the monorail situation, the Skyliner situation, just so that we know. I'd rather find out on a trip like this how things are running, then, you know, my family plans on going back as, you know, the whole family, the 6 of us, in December. And I'd rather know beforehand what's running and what's slow and what's messed up. Not to say that that's not going to change a million times between October and December, but at least I want to see it for myself and kind of get the general gist of things. So.
Yes, and I really, really hope that walkway for Grand Floridian opens up here.
Yes, definitely. We're going to check that out too.
I was going to say, they have like a week and a half, get it rolling.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm hoping that one definitely opens, and we'll be able to figure out the monorail when we stay at the Contemporary and figure out exactly what's going on with it. I know some people are confused, the Polynesian. The monorail kind of stops. It won't go there now because they're doing construction there. For anyone that doesn't know, the Polynesian is right next to the transportation center. Mm-hmm. And the monorail always runs the transportation center because that's where parking is for Magic Kingdom. So if you are trying to get to the Polynesian, then you can always stop, take the monorail to the transportation center, get off, and you can walk through the Polynesian. So I think we'll check that out at some point. Yeah. We can see kind of what's going on at the Polynesian.
Yes. And that construction is going to be a while. We actually, for a quick second, thought about switching. We're going to do a split stay in December also when I'm there with my family. And we were thinking about switching to the Polynesian, but that was a big one for me. I didn't want to have to walk over to the transportation and ticketing center every time I wanted to go somewhere. And a lot of the restaurants are still closed. So we stayed where we were, but
yeah, no, we'll check it out. I just want to at least see it. I just need to go to the lobby and smell it.
I know.
Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. You know what's weird? It's weird is me sitting in my office right now with my Magic Candle Company wax melt poly going on in my.
Yes. I have the same one. It's my.
I'm trying to get like psyched up for this trip. It's So this is helping. Yeah. But yeah, so we are, notice I mentioned 3 parks. We will unfortunately be missing out on the Animal Kingdom theme park this trip. There just really was nothing new there that we wanted to see because we've seen it. And
there's nothing new. There's no construction. There's no item, like new things going on over there.
Right.
So it's
and the
kind
stuff
of
that we want to, the stuff that we want to know about, like health and safety protocols and security and all that kind of stuff, we can see at the other parks as well. So when we had to prioritize, unfortunately, even though that one is one of my favorite theme parks, that one we're not going to hit this time. So, so don't expect that. But we are going to be checking out Epcot because we want to, there's a ton of construction going on there. We kind of want to see where they're at with resuming that. Epcot's going through a major transformation right now. It was supposed to be going through a major transportation in time for the crowds from the 2021 50th anniversary, but who knows at this point. So we definitely want to get an update on that. And of course, eat and drink around the world for our Taste of Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. That's kind of our plan. I mean, our plan definitely at Disney is a lot different looking than our plan at Universal, where our Universal plan is very ride and theme park heavy. The one I feel like in Disney, it's more of ooh. Mom, I'm podcasting. Sorry.
Yeah. It's all right.
The mother. It's the mother. What was I saying? Oh, in Disney, I think it's more that we just want to see, we know Disney like the back of our hand. It's not the new things that we're going to be discovering. It's like this new normal, like, okay, how has COVID impacted changes to security going into the parks? Now you have this health screening. What's that like? What are the queues actually like? Answering everybody's other questions and our questions also about the impact and, you know, the character meet and greets and the, now the cavalcades and the, a lot of the restaurants still being closed. And what's the general feel about the Disney experience? So I'm excited to see that. I've been nervous about it. I feel like this will make me feel a lot better about things. So I'm excited.
Yes. So no, we will, I think, like you said, it'll be less ride heavy. Once we get to Disney, there's still going to be rides that we're going to want to go on. And I definitely want to see some queue lines, how they're separating. I want to see some rides and how they're separating, people. But yeah, it'll, you know, it'll be a different type of trip to see what's kind of changed from the norm. We're going to see how the food and beverage works. Mobile ordering, how that works. If you want to go to a resort, if we want to get a drink at the Polynesian, are we allowed in the Polynesian? How is that going to work?
So getting without a reservation.
So we're going to get some of this stuff answered and, you know, we'll take pictures and do videos and all of that for everyone. I know we wanted to go through a little bit of what things are going to change for when we return home.
Yes. It's going to be a little different. So I know Juliana has to take a COVID test before even boarding her plane back home to Paris. So she has taken care of that. She's ordered a test to be delivered to her at her mom's where she is now, and she'll take it during our trip. I guess, I think she has like a specific time period, like 72 hours before she leaves that she's supposed to take it. And those results will be back for her in time to board her plane. So where I am in New York, Governor DeSantis is now letting me in, but Governor Cuomo is not letting me back into my own state unless I quarantine. So right now the rule is for people who travel to Florida, among several other different states in our country, we have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And I'm actually going to, this is not a requirement, but I'm going to go ahead and have a COVID test sometime in the couple of days after I get back home. I'm not going to be leaving my house. And then in my house, just to keep my family safe, I'm going to be sleeping in a different bedroom than my husband and wearing a mask inside the house and just taking extra precautions. I'm hoping that, you know, with Juliana going first and getting a COVID test and a negative COVID test, that's kind of lay some groundwork for our results and all that. I do think it's just extra cautious, but you know, we want to make sure we're being responsible coming back home as well. So
yes, and I think, you know, I don't think we're saying that this is everything everyone has to do. It's obviously a personal decision on how you feel about going down there and whether or not you need to get tested. I think it's a little different for us too, because we're just going down, our families are staying home. So I don't really want the guilt that if we do somehow pick it up, that I am bringing it down to all of my family, and getting them sick. So in my state, we don't have any restrictions, for quarantining or anything like that. I will be getting a test in Illinois. They have the saliva test, so I'm going to be ordering that one just in case. Unfortunately, I got young kids. I will not be quarantining myself once I get home. I think my husband will be done. I don't really think he cares at that point. But I'm still going to get tested. We're going to lay low until I get the test back from other people. But again, it's a personal decision. It's one of those things where, you know, you kind of do what you feel that you should that you need to do. It's, you know, it's definitely a risk going down there. You know, there are things we do every day that could be risks. But I think this one is, you know, you're doing it differently from your family. So I think, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, our families are safe once we get back.
Yeah. And I think that we talked a lot about it in one of our podcasts, getting ready for the trip. I think that we're taking a lot of really good precautions while we're there as well, in terms of we are going to be wearing our masks the entire time. And I stocked up on my antibacterial lotion, hand sanitizer, and I have a thing of wipes that I'm bringing on the plane, and so we are being safe, and with that in the back of our mind coming home. So but it's definitely a difference from how, I mean, the last time I traveled was March, right before this happened, and this trip looks very, very different. So it'll be interesting. So
yes.
Right. How about a mouse tip?
Yes. So the mouse tip of the day: follow our lead and be flexible during the time. Things are going to change constantly. Wait times, rides might go down. They might be cleaning some rides. Park hours might change, as we've seen going forward. So we're just going to have a loose plan, but allow it to constantly change. And we're just going to maximize our time to make sure we can see what we want to see. And definitely take a look at things for everyone in regards to, you know, what has changed because of COVID. So the name of the game is be flexible, which I feel like that's been the name of the game for this entire year.
Amen. So
if I hear from my child's school, we need to pivot one more time. Oh, it's God. Like a Friends episode. I'm like, yes. Stop, man, just stop.
I do not like that word.
So that's our suggestion. You know, for people that want to go down to Disney, here's the thing. I don't think anything's going to change anytime soon. You know, in regards to masks and the procedures they put out. So I think, you know, if you want to get back and see the magic, things are going to be different, and you're just going to have to stay flexible. And, you know, it's definitely doable. There's lots of people going, as people have seen, the wait times are huge. They're starting to get there because occupancy is picking up. So I think people are going a little crazy in their house, and I think people are starting to travel. So you just got to do it smart. So that's our plan. I also, before we sign off, just want to say, you know, the three of us are leaving our families and our husbands and our and extended families that are helping out. And the only way that I'm able to leave for a week is because of my husband and my family stepping up while we're gone. So I just want to say thank you for that. You know, the three of us are very excited for going down, and we could not be doing that without an insane support system at home. So yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Andy. Yes, thank
you. All right. Well, that's it. So all that's left to do is finish packing and get going. We will not be airing new content on a new podcast next week. Instead, be sure to tune in to our Facebook page at Mouska Moms, a Disney podcast, to see all of our trip content over there. We'll be loading up that page with live streams and pictures and information about both Universal Orlando and Walt Disney World, so you are not going to want to miss it.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouska Moms are Disney vacation planners. Visit our Facebook page, Mouska Moms Podcast, for daily information or to book your magical vacation. These Disney moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.